Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of On a Heater Podcast, featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend Kiwi. We're doing it. We're back on the schedule here, boys and girls. We're alive and well. I mean, it's a little later than we're usually recording. It's like 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right now. So forgive me if I'm a little tired. Forgive Kiwi. He just woke up from a nap. We are two idiots blundering on about sports per usual. Hello, Kiwi. Good morning. Or good afternoon.
Okay. It's like the next day for me, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really. I get up on Thursdays.
So. I wasn't actually sure if we were going to be recording tonight, so I was just like sitting here fucking around playing some games, and you were like, are we recording? I don't know. Stick to the schedule, I guess.
Didn't have any idea. I'm like, I thought we were sticking to the schedule, but maybe we're flipping it. Maybe we're messing it up already.
Yeah, we're slipping. We're slipping, but we're not sliding yet. But yeah, why don't we just jump in to some fun little baseball news? You know, all these deferred payments, all these deferred salaries.
Yeah, notice how I just stopped putting on the contracts because. All, money doesn't matter in baseball.
So after last week, he was saying, "Oh yeah, the Dodgers not even in the running anymore." Yeah, okay. Sasaki signed, L.A. Dodgers, deferred money, of course. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yates to the Dodgers, probably deferred money. I don't even know what the contract was.
I couldn't tell you. I don't look at him anymore. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever.
All right, sure. Few more signings, Santander to Toronto and Profar to Atlanta. So, you know, good for those teams. I'm sure they're deferred as well, but they probably don't defer as much as the Dodgers.
Yeah, maybe not Toronto. Toronto might not be deferred.
No, probably not. Toronto seems more of like a guaranteed money kind of place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit different up there too, because they're with it being a Canadian market.
Yeah. A little different. Yep. Laws and such.
Right. No kidding. And then a couple of Hall of Famers we saw here. So Sammy Sosa was entered into the Cubs Hall of Fame the other day, as well as Ichiro Suzuki, which I remember watching when I was growing up.
Freaking legend.
He is getting entered into Cooperstown, is the first Japanese Hall of Famer.
First ballot for him too, right? His first ballot? Yeah.
Like, and he got, that was crazy. It was everybody except for one person, and he actually like tweeted out, he's like, hey, I'd just like to know who didn't vote me. I just want to have lunch. So obviously he's still firing on all cylinders at his age now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, definitely well deserved. I loved watching him when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, he was a ton of fun to watch. But I think that's basically it for baseball. Like,
we're trickling in more news every week, though.
It's coming back. We're getting there. Like, the next 2 months are going to be.
Yeah.
And,
firing.
Both Kiwi and I are reluctant Red Sox fans. So we're going to be, struggle busting through this season, I'm sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, but anyway, on to an active sport. We got some football. We got quite a bit of football news. Leading off, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, most recent to have fan-first pricing for the college football playoffs. They're going to have the CFP.
Yep.
It's an interesting one. I mean, I'm not against it. I think that more college football games could be played in NFL stadiums because, like, they do have a fan base for college football, and with the expansion of like the college football playoffs, I mean, I know you don't care about the CFP. I barely care about the CFP outside of like draft stock, but there's a huge fan base for it.
Yeah, I'm just I'm big on this fan first pricing right now with the knocking down the price of the concessions and other various things. This is just awesome that so many different orgs and teams are doing this, so mm-hmm. please keep doing it.
Yeah,
please keep doing it
for sure.
Like I spend enough money on beer, I don't want to spend $88.50 on a thing of nachos too, you know.
What was it was Utah that was like 15 Utah. Bucks or something, and it was like a hot dog, a beer, and like something else.
Yeah, and a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking insane.
Yeah. Plus I think that Utah just in general has their concessions on the fan first pricing. And then we talked about Phoenix Suns having theirs.
Yep.
The other day. There's somebody else too I saw.
Yep.
So
a lot of teams are doing this. Well, because they know that, like, I mean,
they're making so much freaking money off of just the tickets in general. Like, you guys don't really need
media
to make that
as
much
well.
Money off the
media concession. As well. Like, TV deals are insane.
Oh, yeah.
Football is a little more accessible than some of these other sports. But, like, basketball, hockey, like, they know. They know how inaccessible their sport is. So, like, if you got to bring people in, they got to make it worth it. And you know, some of these places are making it worth it. So, good for them. I'm hoping they keep it up.
Oh, excuse me.
We are in hiring and firing season, Kiwi. We are me and you, we got something in common. We both have a new head coach. but before we get to that aspect of it, the Tennessee Titans have hired from the Kansas City Chiefs their assistant general manager Borgonzi as their GM, and almost immediately upon getting that job, this man came out and said, hey, we're open to trading the first pick in the draft, but we're not going to pass on a generational talent. So if they deem, and I have very low hopes that Tennessee can pick out a generational talent unless it bit him in the ass, what are the odds that they trade this pick? If Now, I'm going to say this, because Dallas doesn't have a head coach yet, right?
Correct.
They go out, they get Deion Sanders as their head coach. What are the chances that they go out and try and get that number one pick from Tennessee, trading a king's ransom to go get his son, Shador?
Jerry Jones has done dumber things.
He's done dumber, yeah. That's true.
Honestly, probably pretty high, but the thing is who and what do they send them? Because I'm assuming that by saying this, Tennessee wants a player.
Dak Prescott. He has a no trade, but I think that they can get him to waive it.
Possible.
I think they can get him to waive it. I could see them convincing him to wave his claws.
Do then in turn, I'm gonna touch on this later, but do then in turn, does Dallas, if they trade away Dak Prescott, do they trade for Minnesota for Sam Darnold?
How long is Sam locked up for?
He's not.
Well, then they wouldn't need to trade for him.
That's true.
So.
It's true. They could sign it. They could throw in a little spicy little offer.
Who could say? I guess we'll find out. This offseason is kind of insane, and we're going to get to some of these wild hires here in a second. The Raiders hired Tampa Bay's assistant general manager, Spytek. Hilarious name.
It's a sick name.
It's a pretty sick name. Yeah, it is, actually. You know, it is hilarious. We were just talking about before we started recording the Patriots and their many scandals throughout the years. One of the only few things the league could ever get on the Patriots, because, you know, what else are they going to do complaining about how good they were? Can just say they're cheating.
You guys had the scandals. The Chiefs have their refs, you know. Every dynasty has their thing.
Everyone's got something. Yeah, but it's hilarious that a team that is minorly owned by Tom Brady hired a man named Spytek.
Yeah. Quite comical.
It's pretty comical.
On the flip side of things, we saw the Jags fire their GM, Balke. I think it's how it's pronounced.
I was leaning into Balk, maybe.
Balk.
I don't know.
Something like that. This is quite possibly, before I get to this next point, this is quite possibly the funniest thing that happened. Because You know what? Here, let me read off this next part, and then I'll get into it because it's going to segue us here.
Yeah.
So, and then the Bucks offensive coordinator Cohen is the Jags head coach top candidate right now, which is also funny because he previously declined that position because he extended with the Bucks, but now I guess he's reconsidering it again.
Yep.
So, but the Jags firing their GM is quite comical because they fired him the moment after Ben Johnson's press conference, because he's hired with the Bears now.
Yeah.
And so now, yeah. Not only did the Jags not, they lose out on their head coach candidate, they've also fired their GM, which if they would have fired him early and then hired a new one, they would have probably had a good chance with Ben Johnson.
Probably.
But now they don't. So I think that's just freaking hilarious. But speaking of the Bears, a couple points here. We had previously tried to trade for Mike Tomlin. Basically, we're told he's too expensive for you.
So just to give you an inkling of like how expensive Mike Tomlin would be. What was it for Sean Payton for the Broncos? It was like freaking like 3 first round picks or something insane like that. And it was like the draft capital was insane that the Saints got for him. And then the previous one before that, what was it? Chucky. I can't remember his freaking name. He coached the Raiders and the Bucks. I can't remember his name.
I'm so bad with coaches.
He went from the Raiders to the Bucks, but that was also like an insane deal.
The first name that comes to mind when you say Chucky is Chuck Pagano, but I don't think that's right.
No. No.
John
Gruden. John Gruden.
Oh, John Gruden.
Yeah. The most insane man ever, but yeah.
Right. and then speaking of, mentioned this already, but the Bears did hire Ben Johnson's less than 24 hours after Detroit's loss.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast on the poach there.
You gotta wonder if Ben, I mean, because it was being reported like all day long, Ben Johnson Chicago, Ben Johnson Chicago, Ben Johnson Chicago. If he knew that he was taking that job, how invested was he actually in that divisional game?
Well, so we hadn't interviewed him, right? Because of the Rooney rule. So,
right, yeah.
I think he knew.
I think he knew.
In his mind, he knew that that was... He knew his offers. Like, yep. He knew who was going to be coming for him. And so he had already started to plan, hey, do I take this? Do I want to go to Chicago? Do I want to have Caleb Williams? And I think he did settle. Now, as to whether that was before the game or whatever, honestly, it could have been, but I don't think that affects his game. I mean, that offense put up 500 yards. A lot.
Yeah, they did very well. Yes, they did.
Like, you can say, oh, well, there were so many interceptions and blah, 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 and the play with what's-his-face that threw the ball.
Yeah, Williams, I think.
Williams. You can argue that, okay, maybe that wasn't his best moments, but also at the same time, if the coaching fundamentals were there, that's not his problem. Like, the player chose to throw it.
No, literally, yeah.
Straight to that corner. Like, oh boy. Anyways, sidetracked. So, also, Ben Johnson has decided he will be letting go of Brown, Beatty, and Washington from the Bears' previous staff. Sad to see Thomas Brown go because I really thought that he would be good on there. Thank God he's keeping our special teams coach because I think he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are requesting an interview with Minnesota assistant Jones for our DC position. And we'll get into a little bit later on some of these other positions as well as a little more on the Lions. But, Chicagoland's starting to figure it out here.
I mean, honestly, if your GM just listens to Ben, because, like, Ben has had some all-time quotes so far. And he's been with the team, like, less than a week.
And oh, dude, I've been watching every press conference.
Oh, my God.
So much. Like, the man is a quote machine.
He's insane.
From the moment he walked in Palace Hall and there's that video of everybody clapping for him and whatever, and yeah. The first words out of his mouth are, all right, get back to work. Like, he just immediately started commanding that room, which I think is something the Bears just haven't had in a while.
It's been a while.
Because Eberflus is kind of like, I was listening to this some Chicago podcasts about this, and they compared Eberflus to the mailman that just drops off your bills and it's like, oh, how's your day going, you know, blah blah blah. Not a head coach, he's a freaking mailman. So it's nice to have somebody who comes off as an actual head coach.
Yeah,
like, so
yeah, he's gonna do good. I think he's gonna be fine in Chicago. I think next season we're going to see some progression.
I'm not saying we're going to the Super Bowl season one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's going to be progression that's very clearly visible next season.
A lot of lines of regression, too. Anyway, Jets. Actually, let's wait for these Lions, dudes. We'll get into there. The Patriots have, along with their hiring of Mike Vrabel, they have hired Josh McDaniels coming back to New England.
How are you feeling?
I'm not happy.
Oh, boy.
I'm not happy. Yeah, no, I'm not pleased. I was really hoping for that Grant Udaik, I think his name was, out of Minnesota. I was really hoping for somebody like that. But no, they just.
So okay, here's my question.
All right,
is this your GM?
It's the craft.
Okay.
It's a craft.
That was going to be a question. Is this your owner? Is this your GM? Yeah. Or is this Vrabel?
It's a craft guy. It's the crafts. The crafts probably told Vrabel, hey, he's local, he's good, hire him. And Vrabel went, yeah, okay. So, and there's some familiarity there too. You know, there's some familiarity from Vrabel to McDaniels. I just hope McDaniels gets his head out of his ass, doesn't make it too complicated, and it just makes it easy. He's just got to make it easy. But we also have a new defensive coordinator. We'll talk about that in a second as well. The Vikings, on the other hand, have extended Kevin O'Connell. Great extension.
Very well deserved. Yeah,
he absolutely deserved it for the season that he just put up. Not so much for the postseason, but you know, they'll get there or they won't. But Kiwi, there have been a slew, a slaughter, some might say, an insane turn of events. The Detroit Lions are seeing a fire sale, seemingly, of coaches. My mind is blown. Like, you know, they OC, DC, OL, L, linebackers kind of an upgrade, QB coach, defensive line coach, their defensive backs coach, their special teams coach. What are they going to do next year? It's just Dan Campbell in an Eberflus.
Yeah. Eberflus is not confirmed, by the way.
No.
Not confirmed. Very much so, because they are, in fact, interviewing the Bucs assistant Foot for their defensive coordinator position.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Glenn was hired by the New York Jets this week.
Yes,
he was. He's gone. We talked about Ben Johnson being gone.
Mm-hmm.
we skipped over intentionally because Terrell Williams, their D-line coach, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Got hired by the Pats.
Yep. Defensive coordinator.
Hank Fraley is very, very, like almost 100% certainty going to be Chicago's offensive coordinator.
Mark Brunell is basically hired as the Jets' offensive coordinator.
Yep. Kelvin Shepard is in talks to maybe be promoted to the DC position for the Lions. That depends on if they hire Foot or how rumored that Eberflus is in the conversation. Deshae Townsend for the corners is being interviewed by the 49ers for their DC position. Jet Munkins for special teams is being interviewed by the 49ers for their special teams position, which is kind of weird to me.
It's because Jet is an assistant. He's not their special teams coach.
That makes more sense. So, but yeah, I mean, Detroit's getting picked clean, right?
They are getting picked apart like crazy.
And rightfully so. I mean, that the things that that team did in the regular season this year, you can't bat an eye at that. So hopefully Detroit lands on their feet. But honestly, right now, I got them as one of my most regressed teams solely because of the coaching cycle.
Yeah, it's going to be a big change. I don't know how it's all going to turn out. And I guess we'll see how it turns out. Only time can tell.
I'll keep you guys updated on this going forward.
Yeah. Little free agency news. Khalil Mack, he's going to play next year. He's going to be 33. Getting older. I mean, 33 is not very old. That's literally 3 years older than me. But it feels like he's been in the league forever.
Go Bears, go.
Go Bears, go. If he goes back to Chicago, that's going to be nuts.
I truly think that he may.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I truly think that he may. I think we're definitely a leading candidate.
And then the Dolphins are going to play Madrid.
Congrats, Madrid. You're so far, you're the best one.
The best one. And I like it.
I'm sorry once again to England because Jacksonville's a dumpster fire right now. So yeah,
it's going to be bad. But it's a little bit time here, Mr. Pop-Tart.
It's just a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit time. Our preheated primetime preview. Ooh, Commanders Eagles, 3 p.m. on Fox. Who you got?
Eagles. Saquon is doing it, dude. Saquon is just quite possibly the guy.
I think that. I think you're probably
going to be as much of an Achilles heel as it usually is.
I think you're probably right to some extent, but at the same time, I physically will be ill if I end up getting an Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl, which is like the closer we get, the more likelihood that we're going to get there.
Fastest way for me to not watch the Super
Bowl. That's the fastest. Yeah. So in my own interest of wanting to watch this Super Bowl, the Commanders have to win this game. They have to.
I'm going to be honest. My true colors right now. I'm just a little bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little bitter. As a Bears fan and as someone who lives in Michigan, I'm a little bitter.
A little bitter. Yeah, I get it.
I don't want to root for the Eagles. I do think they're still going to win. But I'm not going to watch this game because I'm a little bitter. Now, if the Commanders make it to the Super Bowl, then I'll be like, woohoo, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the Bills are the winner of Bills at Chiefs Sunday 6:30 CBS Paramount, which is who I also have winning.
Bills
is the Bills.
The Bills.
Go Bills, go.
Go Bills, go. Honestly, at this point, like I in good faith cannot vote for the Bills being in the the AFC East, but I will not watch another Chiefs Super Bowl unless they're playing the Commanders, then I'll be Commanders all the way. But man, I
Well, here, I'll put it this way for you.
Refs can't be stopped, yeah, man.
I'll put it this way for you to make give you a little consolation. It took the Patriots being complete ass for the Bills to win a Super Bowl. There you go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a fact.
So there you go. Now feel a little bit better about it.
You know what feels a little weird is that our preheated primetime preview is only two games.
It is very odd.
A little weird.
And that these are the only two games. No other games.
No, literally.
Are we gonna do Hall of Fame game predictions next week?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We'll have to like move our preheated primetime preview to like basketball or something, like the primetime games of the weekend or something. I don't know. We'll have to figure
maybe do a little hockey day in Canada predictions or something.
Something like that.
We'll see. But what are we gonna do without it in the off season? It's become such a staple.
It's such a staple. That's why we have to move it to like another sport. Like baseball's gonna start up. Maybe do like baseball preview.
Oh, the game of the weeks and stuff. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Let's talk a little in depth. Breaking news.
The Houston Texans have parted ways with Greg Grissom, their president.
Interesting. That's actually pretty big.
So Houston on the president search now.
Usually teams don't part ways with that kind of position. That's actually kind of big.
A bit odd. So
all right, pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well,
on to hockey. Whew. Not a lot. Very light this week for hockey.
Honestly, pretty light for a league that's they're pretty deep in the season, so I feel like
in the heat of it. Four Nations coming up. 2 weeks?
I think so, yeah.
2 weeks, I think. Trade deadline coming up in about a month and a half here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, Freddie Anderson, he's back. Great to see after that injury. Carolina freaking needed it. Speaking of goalies, Nedeljkovic, however you say his name.
Goalie goal.
Scored a goalie goal the other night. He is the first NHL goalie to record both a goal and an assist in the same game. He is also the first goalie all time to score a goal in all three U.S. hockey leagues.
That's kind of insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of an insane stat.
Yeah.
What the heck?
That's super cool. Like, love that for him.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's a great little boost for Pittsburgh, whose goalie department is struggling right now. Tristan Jarry didn't put it on here. Was sent on waivers with no intent to return.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Pittsburgh needs help in the goalie department right now. So hopefully Nedeljkovic can
step it up.
Yeah, pull it together here for him. And then speaking on people who won't be returning for a few games, we had a couple of suspensions.
Yeah. Suspension.
Following a spicy Oilers Canucks game the other night.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid suspended 3 games for his cross-check on Connor Garland. And Myers suspended 3 games for his cross-check on Bouchard. This is a hot topic right now, though.
Yeah, I know McDavid. He wasn't proud of what he did. He's actually kind of upset about it, which, I mean, I get it. You know, you never want to, like, fighting in hockey, right? But, like, you know, you never want to, like...
It shouldn't be his job to have to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, he is...
Because, in my mind, this cross-check is 1,000,000% justified.
Yeah.
If you've seen the video, Connor Garland is all over him. There should have been penalties
mm-hmm.
for Connor Garland. And I think there ended up being. I mean, like...
I think so.
two people got ejected from the game, and then like everybody else on the ice got a 2-minute penalty.
Right.
So, yeah, this is, did you know that he is fourth currently in active players for the least penalties called against?
That's kind of insane. I mean, he's a clean player. He's a pretty clean player.
No, no, I mean, the less penalties that, like,
he's against him? Oh my God.
He's drawing the fourth least penalties in the league. As the best player in the league. Well, okay.
One of the best.
That's a hot take for me. I think he's second best in the league. But as one of the top three, for sure,
absolutely,
players in the league, why are you the fourth lowest on drawing penalties? Like, I get it. They try to be fair to everybody, but have you ever seen McDavid play?
He's insane.
The amount of little tat, little hooks, little slashes that he gets because he's just zipping along and he's so good and people can't keep up with him is insane. If they called every penalty on him, it'd be 14 minutes of penalties in the first freaking period.
Yeah, no, teams couldn't keep up.
So you can't do that. But at the same time, like, I get that you're trying to hold him to the same standard. You're not trying to delay the game any further or anything like that. But at the same time, the fourth least penalties for one of the best and the favorite players in the league is just not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
That's my little mini rant. But yeah, definitely deserved here. I didn't really actually end up seeing a video on the Myers-Bouchard cross check. I'm assuming that's in retaliation of McDavid cross checking Garland. But yeah, I mean, that's it for hockey.
It's not bad.
Too crazy.
It's not bad.
Not too crazy. We'll take a peek here at the standings. I think maybe between Four Nations and the trade deadline, going into the trade deadline, just so we can get some predictions here. But I mean, a couple minor injuries and stuff. We don't really report on the day to day stuff anymore, guys, because
it's too hard.
By the time we write it down, they're back playing again.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patrick Kane's out tonight, day to day.
Yeah.
Oh boy, he'll probably be back the next game.
Day to day, it's not really anything to write home.
I did want to mention, we talked about the Stadium Series jerseys last week, forgot to highlight. Did you see that Detroit requested something special for theirs and they got it?
No,
given to them.
No.
They wanted their squid mascot to be included.
Yeah.
And they made it the little square tag that's hooked on the seam of jerseys and stuff. Squid.
I like that.
Which I love that. I love that. So another little an upside to the Detroit jersey. But yeah, that brings us into basketball, which is by far our biggest topic of the day here.
Okay. Lead us off.
Coming out of Charlotte, Miller out for the season with a torn ligament.
That's tough.
That is tough. That's Charlotte really was hard. Already struggling. I think this about seals their season.
It's probably over.
Coming out of Dallas, Lively out 2 to 3 months with a foot fracture.
This is also tough for them. Yeah, they're struggling too.
Yeah, they're not doing great. I think is Crybaby still out? No, he's back, right?
No, he's back. About this last week
or whatever.
Back. Yeah.
Okay. So at least they have him back, but big surprise, the Heat have once again suspended Jimmy Butler. Missed a team flight.
I'm sick of this.
He will be missing the road series for the Heat. I had TNT the pregame turned on for the Heat Bucks earlier, and they made a comment, first comment on the show. Literally, the show opens, they zoom in on the desk, everybody's sitting there. He goes, "So the Heat having, you know, not really having a ton of trouble getting to Milwaukee. The game got delayed an hour just because of the weather, but Heat not having trouble getting to Milwaukee. Well, except for Jimmy Butler." So,
Jesus,
everybody's flaming Jimmy Butler right now. We'll get into him a little bit later. Some more breaking news.
Breaking news.
49ers expected to rehire Robert Saleh as their defensive coordinator.
All right, 49ers are back in business. They are going to be a Super Bowl contender next year. Hot take.
What?
Hot take.
I'm sorry, who's their quarterback again?
Hot take.
All right. Anyways.
Contender. Contender. Okay, keyword contender.
I can settle with contender. Yeah. I want to talk about for a moment. So December 27th.
Yeah.
The Sacramento Kings fired their head coach Mike Brown.
Yeah.
Since then, they are 10-2. Are the Kings back?
I struggle with the Kings, right? Like, they're a good team. Like, they're the greatest team. It's Sacramento. Like,
but are they back in the Sacramento conversation?
They're in the playoffs conversation. They're in the play-ins right now. It's if they can keep this going for the rest of the season, they're in the conversation. But how sustainable is this?
Yeah, I mean, that your coach swings the momentum that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit, but it's a lot. I mean, if they keep winning like this, then, you know, obviously that was the right choice, was to switch the coach up. So but yeah, I just want to mention that, because I thought 10-2 since the 27th of December is kind of insane.
It's pretty nuts. Interesting Suns news for you here.
Yeah, quite interesting. Suns have acquired 3 conditional first round picks. That is in 25, 27, and 29 from the Jazz for a 2031 first. First of all, I don't even know how we did this trade.
I'm so confused by it. I feel like
I really feel like it should have been like the other way around.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we should have gave up these. I don't know.
I mean, anyway, conditional though. So, like, you know.
Yes, they are conditional. They are the worst out of each, you know, however that figures out whenever the draft order comes around. The Jazz now have 11 first rounds in the next 7 years.
They try to load up,
which was previously 13 until we traded them here, which is crazy. So the Jazz, obviously, they had the first round picks to give here, so I think that's probably how this got done. So the question is, what are the Suns preparing to do? And there's pretty clear thought line right now of what they're gonna do.
Jimmy Butler. I think they're gonna have to wait, because I feel like we've been playing NBA 2K25. You know,
slowly trying to understand the cap system.
The trade system. I don't know if they can trade these picks right now. I think they have to wait like a little bit, right? Is that how that works?
No, I don't. I think the picks you can switch right away. It's players that have that have like that 1 month or whatever that something, they can't be traded for.
Right. I don't know how it totally works yet. I'm still working out the kinks, but I mean, they flip the three in like a halfway decent player.
We have other picks, so we could very well be trading our other first round picks and keeping these, you know. So
possible. I mean,
well, I guess we'll see, but
so, well, let's think about it. So Jimmy Butler is a small forward. I mean, who do you guys have that you can move from here? Like, Nurkic? I mean, you just picked up what's his name? Richards, who's been great.
Lights out great. For us, yeah.
So, like, Nurkic maybe in a few picks, but, like,
I mean, Nurkic has definitely been one that's been rumored that we're trying to move on from.
I mean, so here's my thought. Nurkic, Bridges, and maybe like a two firsts is probably going to be the deal.
Right.
Probably something like that.
I know that they may also be, they're also looking at potentially moving on from Grayson Allen.
I can see Grayson Allen.
Which is a good cap chunk for us, too.
Well, yeah, that's why I was looking at Nurkic, because he's 18 mil.
Yeah, Grayson Allen, I think, is... Hold on, I'd have to look it up.
Who's closer
to... Grayson Allen is 15.
Yeah.
0.6. So, that definitely could be
an option. Which of the two players' contracts are closer to being up? Do we know?
I can look.
Grayson Allen or...
So Grayson Allen is through... It expires in 6 years.
So he's got to end...
Yeah, so he's a UFA 28-29. And then...
Nurkic...
Let's see. Nurkic is a UFA in 26-27. He's got...
So...
Oh, I'm sorry, not six. I said 6 years earlier. That's his experience, not his expiration. Yeah, so he is... And actually, he goes up to 19-3 next year.
Is this his last season? Next season?
Next season is his last season, correct.
Yeah, and final, then we have, final year on your
season. We have Grayson Allen for three more years.
So Nurkic is coming up on the end of his contract, so Nurkic could be the move. That could be the move. You know, well
could be, yes.
That's a player you're not re-signing at that number. You know, and I mean, he's 30 years old, 7 feet tall. You know, some other team can pick up this paycheck. That could be the move. Yeah. Nurkic, a young player, a draft pick or two for Jimmy Butler.
Hot take, I could see us trading both of them for Jimmy Butler.
I don't know.
You have to remember Jimmy Butler is 48.8 cap.
He is. Yeah, he is. But I don't know that I don't know if they can. Like, I mean, I know we were talking about like too many cooks in the kitchen, but like I don't know if they can trade both of them and survive. I'd be worried about that.
I would be too, unless somebody. I mean, we just picked up three first round draft picks. It's reasonable to think, and obviously the Suns are being very active right now.
Yeah.
It's reasonable to think that maybe we trade for another person somewhere as well to kind of fill in the depth a little bit.
It's possible. You know? That's possible.
I think Grayson Allen's our second. He's our bench.
Six man, exactly.
Nurkic is sitting third string center right now.
Yep.
So having no intent of playing him, basically.
Yeah, so he's going. He's gotta go.
Because now with Nick Richards, I mean, that's our one right there. Don't even have to worry about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Plumlee's a solid backup. Actually, I take that back. Nurkic is our four because we have Okogie.
Yeah. Yeah.
As our third. So
$18 million as a number four. Yikes.
I really think he's out the door. I mean, let me look real quick at what's Miami's depth look like? What do they need a center?
I mean, they got Bam.
They have Kelly Oubre and Bam.
Yeah.
Kevin Love. Nikola Jovic, they actually don't even have somebody filling in that quote unquote fifth slot.
No.
So, I mean, I could see us sending Nurkic as a third center for them.
Like, really, their only center is Bam. Like, they have a few guards, but like.
Well, they have Kelly Oubre.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
He's
yeah.
their starter.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Bam's technically their power forward starter. That's so true. You know, yeah. They do need center depth.
They do. They definitely do.
I could see it. That might be the trade. They might be working on it right now as we speak. Did we break the news before the news is broke?
Honestly, I think we might have.
Like two firsts, a second, Jokic, and for Jimmy Butler, and maybe like another second coming back or something.
Probably.
Just to even it out or whatever.
Like a super depth piece, but
That's the prediction. You heard it here first. If it goes true, I expect someone wanting me to be their insider.
Yeah, we can be the new Shams. We need the new Woj coming at you.
I don't want to claim that title quite yet.
Getting there. Schefter.
But that brings us to our NBA All-Star starters revealed, speaking of talent in the league.
Yes, they did.
You want to take the East? I'll take the West, being sort of respective fans of said conferences.
Sure. As soon as I pull up the list. Oh, you have it. You have it right there. Okay, never mind. I have it. Okay, anyway. Going for the East, we got Jalen Brunson from the Knicks, Donovan Mitchell, the Cavs, Karl Anthony Towns, the Knicks, Giannis from the Bucks, and Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Ooh, and honestly, I like this list.
This is a tough list. But honestly, like, it's just as tough in the West, I feel.
Yeah.
So the West, we have Stephen Curry, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic. Like, these are heavy lists. These are heavy lists. Like, honestly, though, the Knicks coming out with two.
The Knicks are... I can't believe that.
That's crazy.
Karl Anthony Towns, man. I told you. See, that the start of the season, when the Knicks traded for him, I'm like, they're going to be fine. I don't even care that they traded away their team for him. They're fine. Because Karl Anthony Towns is the guy in that team.
He is him. On that team.
Jalen Brunson.
You can't bat an eye at Jalen Brunson either. So,
no kidding.
Anybody stand out to you that's left off this list? I mean, I know that the reserves are still next week, and those reserves are the coaches and whatever. So, but
Jalen Brown.
Okay, he was in the conversation from the fans, as far as I'm aware.
Definitely a conversation. I mean,
Devin Booker.
Yeah, Book for sure. He's been having a good season. I mean, I hate to throw a guy out here like that, but like Jokic, Joker.
He's on there.
Nikola Jokic? Oh, he is on there. Oh my God. I was about to say. I was like, I didn't hear you say him at the end. So I was like, is Jokic not on this list? oh my God.
Okay, yeah, no kidding.
Trae Young
not on there.
Trae Young, Wemby
not on there. Oh my god, what's his face from Dallas?
Oh my god, Crybaby, big boy.
The one that I call Crybaby.
Yeah. Different Crybabies.
Do we care? Just
Luka
Doncic. Yes.
I mean, he's been you know, in and out. I feel like
in and out. Dallas has been in and out.
I mean, Sabonis.
Sabonis,
another one. I just pulled up a list. Anthony Davis wasn't on there.
James Harden.
I mean. He hasn't been
Say what you want about James Harden, yeah.
LaMelo Ball?
There's nobody from the Clippers, hello?
Yeah, the Clippers. I mean, they got Donovan Mitchell, but, I mean, anybody else from that team? How about Cade Cunningham from Detroit?
No, Cade Cunningham, yeah. who's playing fantastic this year.
Yeah. Did I say Dyson Daniels as well from Atlanta? Like, you know, Anthony Edwards, Minnesota. He's not on there.
I fully expect most of these players that we're listing to make the reserves.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's when the coaches pick it. You know, it's not the fan favorites necessarily. Honestly,
I mean,
a pretty solid list for the fans.
It's a great list. This is a great list for the fans.
You guys picked some good people.
I'm surprised there's two Knicks players, though. I'm surprised.
I mean, they're both deserving, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a little more shocked that there's not two Cavs players.
Yeah, that is surprising. But, like, who do you slot in? Who do you take out and slot in? You know what I'm saying?
That's where I don't know. Because, like, I mean, I know Mobley's out. You know, Mobley's injured. But, like, man, I don't know where you go from here with Garland. You know, Mitchell, Wade, Mobley, Allen, like, that lineup is so freaking good.
Honestly, I'm so disappointed in all you fans, because why is Joel Embiid not on? I can't even finish the sentence.
Can't even get there. Holy crap.
Oh my gosh. I mean, he's a great player, don't get me wrong, but, like, come on. Like,
yeah. Joel Embiid, everybody.
But rounding out basketball, you have a little treat.
I do. It's the revisiting my Hold'em or Fold'em for Kiwi for the basketball. We're going to go down the list. We're going to tell you if you held. We're going to say if you fold. And then we're going to tell you what they are right now. The Cavs at the time of the Hold'em or Fold'em, they were 21-4. You said hold. They are now 36-7.
Yeah, I will take that. Dude, the Cavs are on fire.
They are insane. Starting off 21-4, and then that's like, what? That's like almost 20 games later. They lost three games. And like,
yeah, they've only lost. Yeah, literally.
Insane. Like,
literally 18 games later, they've only lost three of them. Yeah, they went on 15-3 since then.
Which their last three that they've lost have been in within the last 10 games. So, I mean. Yeah. Maybe coming back down to earth
a little bit. Yeah.
We'll revisit it next week. We're going to do the new Hold'em or Fold'em for the remainder of the season, leading into the All-Star break, or maybe we'll wait for after the All-Star break. I haven't fully decided, but
we might dip a little bit into the playoff race.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Because we're getting there.
We are getting there.
We're over halfway already. The
Celtics, you were 19-5 at the time. You said hold. They are 31-13, sitting in number two in the East. That's two for two.
We're two for two.
Slotting in at number three, the Magic were 17-10. You said fold, and your folding would be correct. They're sitting 23-22, slotted in at the number eight, still in the play-ins, but
dropping. They've been dropping.
What a collapse. What a collapse.
Honestly, yeah. It's rough for the Magic. It's rough.
Sliding in at number four, the Knicks, 15-10. You were ready to hold, and this has got to feel great.
This is so good.
29.
Two all-star starters. Oh,
29-16. They're third in the East now. That is a hold if I've ever seen one.
Oh, woo. I'm on fire for the East. The West is good, but I'm on fire for the East.
The Heat, 12-10. You said fold. Once again, correct.
I knew Jimmy Butler. I knew.
Sitting at 21-21, ninth in the East, still in the play-ins, just barely. But they are sitting at ninth now after being in fifth. And then slotting it at the sixth seed at the time of this, 13-11. You said to hold. I'm going to give you this. You nailed the East. Like, you knew.
I nailed it. I literally, the four that I said hold on are the 1 through 4 slots in the East.
Literally 1, 2, 3, 4.
And the two that I said fold are barely in the play-ins. I cooked.
You cooked. East. 24-17, sitting at number 4. Like, I don't know how you get better than that. Like,
oh, I feel so good. I feel so good. And then I'm about to get thrown back down to earth when we get to the West. I did not do well in the West.
You know what the funny part is? Like, you know, and we can tell you're not lying because, like, you had no idea about basketball.
No idea.
No clue. No idea. Before the season started, before we started doing this.
This was like, solely off of feeling. I don't even know the full rosters of these teams. Like,
right.
I maybe know one or two people from most of these teams, yeah. If that.
Which, I mean, yeah. You're getting better because, like, we've been playing 2K and, like, that.
Yeah, 2K, you know, is helping immensely.
Helping you, like, you know, get acclimated to current rosters and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, like, thanks NBA 2K. So I think that's helped you a little bit here, but, so we'll see next week how that, you know, sort of weighs in now that you kind of know more players, you know, the All-Star game and paying attention more. Out of the West, not as good. But starting off with a win here for you. The Thunder 19-5 at the time. You said hold, you would be correct. 36-7 sitting at number 1 in the West.
Just as good as the Cavs, baby.
Like, I'm actually kind of floored. Like, this Thunder team. I'm surprised
the Thunder are doing this well, yes.
I didn't expect them to lose 2 games. Like, they've lost in the last, like the Cavs, like, they've lost their games in the last 10.
In 19 games, they've lost 2. 2
of them. Like, that's crazy to me. That's insane to me. Like, I don't even know how that blows me away. The Rockets, 17-8. You said to fold. This is an egregious error, Kiwi. 29-14, sitting at the 2 seed in the West. Not.
Oh, this one hurts.
Not good. Not.
Who would have known that the Rockets were going to be second in the West?
Yeah, I mean, no, literally.
I mean, what?
Yeah, like, 29-14. Like, bruh, come on, get with it, Kiwi.
They've lost 6 out of 18. Like, who would have predicted that? You're winning 2 out of 3 games.
Oh, my Lord.
There's teams right now that would kill to be winning 2 out of 3 games. I would not have expected the Rockets to do this.
I wouldn't have either. But, you know, it is what it is. The Grizzlies, at the time, 17-8. You said to hold. You would be correct. 29-15, slotting in at number 3 in the West. Okay. They have not moved. 1, 2, 3 have not moved.
And the Rockets and Grizzlies, look at that. They were both 17-8 when we did this.
Yeah.
And they're both sitting 29-14 or 29-15 at 2 and 3 here. So they've literally had identical records.
Yeah, they're matching pace.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. How would you guess that? I mean,
we knew the Grizzlies were going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But. Coming in at number 4, the Mavericks, 16-9. You said to fold. This one's got to feel good. This one's got to feel good.
I hate the Mavs. I love this one.
23-21, sitting at number 9 in the play-ins. Sitting at number 9, dropping from 4 to 9. God, that's got to feel good.
Oh, I can't wait till the Suns take their spot after Jimmy Butler comes home.
Coming in at number 5, the Warriors, 14-10. You said to fold. This is another nice correct one for you. 21-22 record, slotting in at 11, not even in the play-ins anymore. You know, barely out of the play-ins, but not in the play-ins. That's a good call. That's a good call. And then coming in at number 6, 14-11. The Clippers, you said to hold. This is correct. 24-19. They aren't doing great. Like, they're still sitting on almost a 500 record, but they're still at number 6. So, like, if anything, they're holding steady.
Yeah.
They're holding water.
They're very much treading water here.
So, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Other than those, like, really bad ones in the West that you had there, you kind of cooked. You kind of cooked.
Maybe I am the next Woj. Maybe I am. Oh, it feels good. Honestly, the East feels so good.
Oh, my God. Getting 6-for-6 in the East. Oh, my God.
That feels so good.
That's
and it, literally the 1-2-3-4 slot too. Oh my gosh. Who, and you know, honestly, like the Bucks is kind of like was a, kind of a toss out too, because at the time they were 13-11. Like it could have went
sucking.
Either way.
They were sucking it hard.
They were bad. It could have went either way. For them to be a fourth seed right now, behind the other three seeds that I picked.
You know what I am actually really excited for the next Hold'em or Fold'em. I think we are going to do it next week. I'm all kind right. of talking myself into it. We'll do it next week, and then we'll wrap it up before the postseason starts so we can get into like the postseason stuff. But just looking at the current 1-10 on each side, so I'm just going to read this off for you. Cavs, Celtics, Knicks, Bucks, Pacers, Pistons, Hawks, Magic, Heat, Bulls.
Pistons go
in the West. Thunder, Rockets, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Lakers, Clippers, Kings, Timberwolves, Mavericks, Suns. This Hold'em or Fold'em is going to be a heater. This is going to be a heater, bro. Oh my God.
You got to hit me with like the current 3-10 spots.
I think we are going to go 1-10 on the next Hold'em or Fold'em. Just because I feel like it's going to be such a, like, a, just an insane flip. I feel like we're going to be doing backflips.
There's going to be a lot of movement here coming soon.
What I just read is not going to be the same in a few months by any means. So, oof.
Yeah.
Well, that about
watch out, Western Conference Jimmy Butler's coming.
But I think that about wraps it up for basketball, and I think that leads us into our On a Heater hot takes of the week. And you know, I got a little bit of a spicy one myself. I got a little bit of a hot take myself. Lamar Jackson, he's good, don't get me wrong, he's a good quarterback. Lamar Jackson's overrated. Lamar Jackson.
We can't play in the playoffs.
Lamar Jackson is the regular season Tom Brady.
Oh my God. He's the inverse James Harden.
Inverse James Harden. Oh my God.
He plays exceptional in the regular season and then can't play in the playoffs. But James Harden can't play in the regular season, but tries his best in the playoffs.
Well,
oh my God, this
is
like, crazy.
He's like the he reminds me of, like, you know what, like, you remember, I don't know if you know what Linsanity is, Jeremy Lin, you know him from the NBA? Okay, a few years ago, probably like 10 years now, oh my God, Jeremy Lin came out of nowhere, was an insane basketball player for the Knicks, lit up New York. They were calling it Linsanity by how insane he was. You gotta look up some highlights from him. He's amazing. We'll look after we're done recording. But it kind of reminds me of Linsanity, like, where he just comes in, he lights up the league, he does some insane shit, and then he disappears.
Mitch Marner.
Bro, the list goes on. So, like, I mean, this is nothing against Lamar Jackson, because he almost made it. He was very close. He was very close. He was
that,
like,
game was close.
It was a close game, but I mean, was that really
Lamar Jackson? Or was it close because of Derrick Henry? Exactly.
Well, also, was it close because the Bills were doing everything in their power to keep him in that game?
Or did they solely lose because Mark Andrews can't catch a football?
I actually will defend Mark Andrews here.
I will too.
I'm going to defend Mark Andrews here.
Mark Andrews has the best
bad pass
receiving rate.
It was a bad pass. Did you see the pass?
Okay, but he also has the best receiving rate of any tight end.
Yeah.
It was wet. It was cold. It was not the best pass.
Yeah, and he was falling backwards.
He was falling backwards.
The pass. If you watch the pass,
I think if it's not wet and cold, I think he makes a play.
Yeah,
I think he makes the play.
Yeah,
but with all of those things added up, I feel bad for him. Did you see that the Bills are actually like donating to his charity?
Yeah. Well, it's because everyone's ripping
like death threats and stuff. And you fucking fans, we talked about this last week.
I'm so sick of fans, bro.
Be better.
No kidding. Like, yeah, okay. Like, you know, your star tight end drops a pass, but like, do we really need to be sending him death threats?
You guys have a Super Bowl ring. Shut up.
Right. Like, the Bills don't. You know, coming from an AFC East fan who, you know, the Patriots, myriad of Super Bowls, but like, relax, guys. It's coming
from somebody who only has one Super Bowl team.
It's not that serious.
And it was 40 years ago.
Not that serious.
You guys need to chill.
Shit happens. Like, life happens. Yeah. You know, it honestly, like, don't just blame Mark Andrews. Like, the pass, if you are actually watching it, if you are actually watching the game, falling backwards, the ball is going towards his knees. It's a miracle that it landed and hit his chest. That is a miracle. Because that was, he had to like really get down there.
He literally was falling.
Yeah. Like, but even still, like he had to like almost just like really like move quickly to try and even get a chance at it. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Lamar, you have all my respect in the world, but I don't know. A little overrated to me.
Well, keeping with the theme of quarterbacks, I don't think that Aiden O'Connell is it in Vegas.
No.
I think there's going to be some big changes. And with Tom Brady over there as part of the helm, I think we see Sam Darnold as the next quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. Sam Darnold's going to be hot this offseason. He's going to be getting offers all over the place. I think the Vikings are going to try their best to keep him, but I think ultimately he's going somewhere else. Now, I do understand the Raiders don't have money.
They don't.
Their financial system is horrible right now. Their situation is horrible. They can make it work.
I think they can make it work. I think because they could. I think they can get him.
I think they're gonna trade somebody out too. I think Detroit's still looking at a certain linebacker.
You know. Actually, it's really funny that you say that. I saw a rumor that the Patriots were in on a trade for Max Crosby as well.
Would be nuts.
That'd be insane.
You guys just do whatever you want with Max. We're just gonna go ahead and grab Khalil Mack real quick.
I'm gonna throw another rumor at you. The Patriots are also rumored to be going after Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek said he was staying in Miami.
That's true. That doesn't mean he's not. Not a trade asset that it could be used.
That's true. I mean, Kareem Hunt said he didn't beat his girlfriend in that elevator too. So, but here we are.
Jesus.
But anyways.
Oh my God.
That's my hot take of the week. Bringing us into our DraftKings sports bets of the week.
Sponsor us.
Yeah, you want to.
My huh?
I said do it. You know you want to.
Yeah. Leading off, I'm using a few specials here. I got the Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels special. They're going to combine for 4+ passing touchdowns. That's +150. Nice little spicy bet. That's 2 touchdowns minimum each, which I think that is so highly likely.
Four from Josh Allen, and Jaden Daniels just looks like a fish out on the field.
I don't think he's gonna. He played the Lions at home.
Okay.
In the divisional round.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
There's
a lot of layers to that game. This is in Buffalo.
Well, they're not playing each other. They're
My brain.
Yeah, he's playing the Eagles.
You're right.
No, you're good.
Yeah, good thing Jalen Hurts isn't in on this bet because
I wouldn't hit it. The only thing that I'll give you is that they're playing the Eagles in Philadelphia,
outside, and there's been a lot of snow.
There have been, and you know all those trash fans that are over there.
Oh,
but
be better.
But I will point you to Exhibit A. They have a split series in the season. The Commanders Eagles. They beat them. 36-33. Mind you, they also lost 26-18. But that was still a one-score game. The second one was also a one-score game. And you know what?
It'll be a good game.
It's going to be a damn good game.
It comes down to, just like we said last week for Ravens Bills, it comes down to whether you can stop Saquon.
Yes.
Just like Ravens Bills, whether you can stop Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether you can stop Saquon. Because once you stop Saquon, you don't have to worry about Jalen Hurts. He's a freaking paper dragon.
Yes.
Paper tiger, whatever they call it.
Paper tiger. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is possible. I could definitely see it. I think Josh Allen might throw for freaking 4 touchdowns himself.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see that. I would love to see the Chiefs.
Come on, Josh Allen.
Absolutely. I want to see the Chiefs get stomped so bad. Like, I want them to get shown up and proven to the world just how bad they are. But anyway.
Go Bills,
my second bet, Bama boys. +300, Devonta Smith and Brian Robinson Jr. are going to combine for 150 plus rushing and receiving yards.
This is good. This is a good one.
This is a pretty good one. I like this one. I actually like this one a lot. I mean, that's 75 each split down the middle if they both get 75. But, you know, this is another one. You know, Devonta is on the Eagles, Brian Robinson on the Commanders, both sides of the football, Commanders. What did I just say? I don't even know. But yeah, he's on the Commanders. They're going to be good. It's going to be a good bet.
Yeah, this is a good one. Which brings me into mine. I got two fat parlays for this week. I have Circle the Wagons +1300, Bills to win, Josh Allen 225 plus passing, James Cook 75 plus combined, so that's rushing and receiving. Khalil Shakir 60 plus receiving and Josh Allen touchdown, which means on his legs or receiving.
Okay.
Your eyes are
concerning. Concerned about that one, but at the same time, I'm not, because like, he does get in the end zone a lot.
It's Josh Allen, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then my second one, Max's Philly special +800, Eagles to win, AJ Brown touchdown, Jalen Carter with 1+ sack, and Jalen Hurts with 175 plus passing. I would say that the weak point of that is the Jalen Hurts 175 plus passing.
I was actually going to say the AJ Brown touchdown.
Well, that too, he'd have to throw the touchdown to AJ Brown, so I suppose.
Yeah. If Saquon Barkley doesn't have like 300 rush yards that game.
Who's the Eagles backup quarterback?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
That might be who I'm counting on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
That's the bets. That's the bets.
Kenny Pickett, by the way.
Kenny Pickett. That's right. Kenny Pickett. My guy, he can do it. He can't do it. The Eagles have the worst quarterback core in the league.
Probably. Don't tell Eagles fans that, though.
No, they know. I'm pretty sure they're aware.
Probably. Oh my God.
But I think that's about all from us today. Hope everybody enjoyed.
Yeah, so you know, as always, check us out, you know, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, you know, wherever you watch, listen. your podcast for more, and be sure to like, comment, subscribe, you know, where applicable.
Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Yeah, we're done rambling. Be free.